You're listening to the Archaeology Podcast Network.
Early Native Americans exploited shellfish in the Chesapeake Bay.
This is episode 22 for January 22nd, 2018.
I'm Chris Webster, and welcome to the ARC 365 Podcast, 2018 edition. ARC 365 is a podcast today, every day, in 2018. This episode was written by Cheryl Fogle Hatch. This podcast is about prehistoric shell middens in the Chesapeake Bay region on the Atlantic coast of the United States. Archaeologists use the term midden to refer to trash deposits, and a shell midden is just the result of prehistoric shell fishing. Some background information on ecology is necessary before diving into this topic. The present-day Chesapeake Bay runs north to south from the mouth of the Susquehanna River at Havre de Grace, Maryland, to Cape Henry, Virginia, where it joins the Atlantic Ocean. It is 320 kilometers in length, and it varies from 6.5 to 48 kilometers in width. The modern Chesapeake Bay reached its present size by 3,000 years ago. The Chesapeake Bay did not exist during a cooler climate period known as the Pleistocene that ended approximately 10,000 years ago. At that time, water was trapped in glaciers in the northern United States and Canada. The Pleistocene landscape in the Chesapeake region featured the ancestral Susquehanna River that flowed out onto an exposed continental shelf to the Atlantic Ocean, which was further east than it is today. Climatic change led to warming temperatures that melted the glaciers. When this meltwater entered the oceans and caused sea level to rise an average of 1.3 meters per century. Note that this is a slower rate of sea level rise than scientists calculate for modern global warming. Over time, salt water mixed with fresh water in the ancestral Susquehanna River. This process, called marine regression, gradually transformed the river into an estuary. By definition, an estuary is intermediate between the environment of a river and an ocean. The ratio of fresh to salt water in the Chesapeake Bay is 1 to 10. This changing environment made different resources available to hunter-gatherers. For example, blue crabs and oysters were not available in the ancestral Susquehanna River, but they were plentiful in the Chesapeake Bay. Large shell middens provide evidence that prehistoric peoples have exploited these marine resources since the Chesapeake Bay was formed. The Goldman Oyster Midden in Virginia is one example of prehistoric shell fishing, and 7 tons of shell were removed during excavations. Other artifacts found among the shell enrich the interpretation of the site. Pottery and stone tools date to the Middle Woodland period, 500 BC to AD 900. Finally, the limited plant remains found at the site indicates that it was usually occupied during the spring, a time when fewer resources were available to hunter-gatherers. Oysters continue to be important food for European colonists in Maryland, Delaware, and Virginia. Unfortunately, this resource was overfished in the 1800s when dredges operated by boats were used to scour sediments under deep water. It is estimated that the modern oyster fishery is only 1% of prehistoric levels. Seafood is still a prized resource in the region. Thank you. Thanks for listening to ARC 365. If you want to hear more ARC 365, check out www.arcpodnet.com/arc365 for the 2017 and 2018 episodes. Check out arcpodnet.com/arc365-g30 for the last 30 episodes. Please subscribe and rate on your service of choice. We're available on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play, among others. Support the APN at arcpodnet.com/members. Thanks for listening, and thanks for being awesome. This show is produced and recorded by the Archaeology Podcast Network, Chris Webster and Tristan Boyle, in Reno, Nevada, at the Reno Collective.
This has been a presentation of the Archaeology Podcast Network. Visit us on the web for show notes and other podcasts at www.archpodnet.com. Contact us at chris@archaeologypodcastnetwork.com.